We're born into this world without a handbook. We come in based on a desire. And the desire is pretty blind. We wanted to come here, and maybe something in this world attracted us. But then you settle in, you realize that there's a lot of fine print. There's aging, there's illness, there's death. And the Buddha provides a handbook on how to deal with those things. This is why his teachings are so valuable. This morning I was reading an article. Someone who came from a Judeo-Christian background. She said she always felt guilty about the fact that she was suffering when the world is supposed to be such a good place. Realizing that suffering is normal. She found it to be a really comforting thought. Of course, the Buddha didn't stop with the idea that suffering is normal. He figured out the cause. He also figured out a way to put an end to it by attacking the cause. That's our handbook, the Four Noble Truths. Out of compassion that he taught those truths. After gaining awakening, he could have talked about anything he wanted to. Because apparently there are many, many things he gained awakening to that he never talked about. Because he saw that they wouldn't be useful in helping other people put an end to suffering. That was the purpose of his teaching. So we're the beneficiaries of that teaching. So take that as a guide. When you find yourself suffering, don't look outside for the cause. If you're looking inside, don't blame yourself for the cause. Realize that we all come in here with ignorance. But we can overcome that ignorance. We do that by training the mind, virtue, concentration, discernment. These are the skills we need. We do that based on a desire to put an end to suffering. Some people think that desire is bad in the Buddha's eyes, and there are forms of craving that do lead to suffering. But there's also the desire to be skillful, to abandon unskillful qualities. And that's part of the path. Based on that desire, you develop your persistence. And you learn from the Buddha, but you also learn from watching very carefully what you're doing. Because after all, that's how he learned. He didn't have a teacher. So he tried. He tried and tried again. Ran into many walls in the course of his practice. But finally he found the way. Through looking carefully at his actions. And then analyzing what happened. If something was not leading to the end of suffering, what might do it? So you analyze things, you have a value judgment that, okay, this is not working. Then you try to figure out why. You use your ingenuity in coming up with solutions, and you try those again. And finally, you find something that works. We have the benefit of his teachings to give us guidance. This handbook that he provided. So make use of the handbook. As John Lee said, it's like recipe for medicine. If you just keep it around the house without actually using it, without actually following the recipe, you never have any idea how useful it is. And after a while, that recipe just becomes a scrap piece of paper. It can very easily get thrown away. There's a story they tell of a prince who was out on a survey one time. He found this old woman taking some old manuscripts and burning them to make lacquer. So he asked if he could see the manuscripts. And it turns out they were copies of history that goes way back in Thailand, history of events that had been lost. And here she was burning it to make lacquer. So he asked for the manuscripts. And that's how we know certain events in Thai history, where they happened, how they happened. In the same way, if you don't use the teachings, just leave them as a scrap piece of paper, eventually they're going to get burned. Then they get lost. But if you use them and you see how valuable they are, then you put that scrap of paper in a safe place and you're very careful to pass it on to others. So have some appreciation for this handbook by putting it to practice, benefiting from it. And then you know what to do. You live in this world without suffering from the aging, illness, and death that come with birth. That's an amazing skill right there.